Welcome back and happy Labor Day weekend. Thanks so much for spending part of it with us. I'm Andrea and there's Orla. So, like death and taxes, menopause is inevitable for women, but it's often not frequently discussed in the open. So we're going to try to change that today. Joining us now to chat about menopause is Dr. Diliello from Cardiogenics Medical Center. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Diliello.
Thanks for having me.
One of our favorite people to chat with, of course.
Yes.
Okay, so what, I think most of us know the answer to this, but what exactly is menopause?
So menopause is defined as the permanent cessation of menstrual periods. So this is usually determined retrospectively after a woman's experienced 12 months or 1 year without their period. Physiologically, what does it mean? It usually reflects a complete or near complete depletion of the ovarian follicles, and then we see a subsequent drop in our estrogen concentration.
Dr. Diliello, what age group are you starting to see menopause at now, and what what's the age range for menopause?
It's a good question because it is so variable. The average age is around 51, 52 years old, but there's things like genetic factors, ethnicity, smoking history, that will really play with that number. So usually I'll ask my patients if they know how old their mom or an older sister was when they started menopause, that could help give us kind of a little marker for time. Things like ethnicity as well. So we know that Hispanic women tend to enter menopause a little bit earlier, whereas Japanese and American women tend to enter menopause a little bit later. And as I mentioned, smoking. So if you have a history of smoking, you could start up to 2 years earlier.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I remember when my mom went through it. I've seen other people go through it. It does not look like a good time by any stretch of the imagination, you know, from the hot flashes to the mood swings to just, I guess, everything that comes along with it. Is there anything that can be done to help, you know, suppress some of these crazy symptoms?
Yeah, it's so true. And again, the severity of the symptoms is so variable as well. But there are many different treatments for each kind of symptom of menopause. So treatment will usually depend on the severity of the symptoms, really how functionally impairing they could become. So they really range from topical creams, cutaneous and systemic hormonal therapy. There are antidepressant medications, sleeping aids. You know, even aside from all the pharmaceuticals, we know that stress and sleep management therapies are important, regular exercise, diet, all of those play really important roles in the severity of symptoms.
It makes you wonder, though, before all this medication came in, like years and years ago, what did people do?
It's true. And in fact, like we found things like even like cultural attitudes towards aging actually influences how women experience menopause. So in cultures where aging is revered, like in certain Korean cultures and Chinese cultures, women tend to experience less severe menopause symptoms. And so I think a lot of this is also us embracing aging and not trying to fight it so much.
Dr. Diliello, I mean, there's a strong argument to be made that not enough attention is being paid to a lot of common women health issues, menopause included. Are you aware of any, you know, ongoing research or anything that looks promising for the future, maybe possible treatments that might be coming down the line at some point?
So there is more and more. I mean, there's a big fear about hormonal therapy and some of the risks associated with taking different hormonal therapies, but that's constantly being worked on and kind of new drugs are coming out day in and day out that kind of reduce some of these risks. So there's a lot of hope for menopause treatment coming up.
Is there an equivalent that men go through, Dr. Diliello?
Sports cars.
And it's true, a lot of my men patients will ask this. And strictly speaking, no, only women go through menopause, but the term kind of male menopause or andropause has been thrown around a lot to describe decreasing testosterone levels as we get older. Now, you know, it's important to know both men and women will have decreasing hormone levels as we get older, but that experience is so different. So with women, you know, once ovulation ends, hormone production really plummets over a very short period of time. Whereas in men, you know, testosterone levels and other hormone levels, they'll decrease, but very gradually over a very long period of time. So the consequences aren't really as clear.
We're chatting with Dr. DiLiello from Cardiogenics Medical Center. Dr. DiLiello, can you just read through the symptoms of menopause for women?
Sure. So typical clinical manifestations will be hot flashes that could occur in up to 80% of women. Sleep disturbances is a really big one. Depressed, irritable mood, major depression. There are symptoms decreased libido, joint pains. We could also notice some weight gain or difficulty losing weight. Urinary symptoms like incontinence, dry skin, dry hair. When we're talking about more long-term consequences of low estrogen levels, we start to look at risks of osteoporosis, increased cardiovascular disease, things like that.
Do any of these symptoms typically persist beyond menopause?
Very rarely. So there are some individuals where the symptoms could be, up to 15 years, very rarely even lifelong, but usually they will pass.
Dr. DiLiello, how long does menopause last?
It's so tough to say. It'll really depend on genetics. We'll say on average about 7 to 10 years.
Whoa. Wow. And is that, because I know perimenopause, right? Is that, that's the early stages? Is that right?
Exactly. Perimenopause is that name that we use to describe that transitional period. So you're still having your period, but it's starting to look a little bit irregular. Maybe it's a little bit longer, a little bit shorter, not as frequent. You're missing periods where even at that point you could start to experience some symptoms of menopause. And that typically lasts about 4 years on average.
Andrea, you're looking on FaceTime here with big eyes as if
listen.
We're all going to have to go through it.
I know. It just sounds like a very good time to me.
Let me ask you, Dr. DiLiello, for anybody listening right now thinking, you know what, I'm starting to go through menopause. I'm not handling it well. I don't understand what's going on with my body. I need help. I don't know where to turn to. What would you say to them?
Right. So this is why segments like this are so important, because it sheds light on that. We know that less than 20% of women will actually bring up their menopausal symptoms to their primary care physician. So if you're starting to experience it, you're wondering what, are the symptoms normal? Is something else going on? The best person to bring it up to is your family doctor or even your gynecologist. They could confirm the diagnosis, discuss different treatment options, and even involve some supportive care. Like at this point, should we start screening for osteoporosis, looking for heart disease, things like that? And it's also important, once that menopause diagnosis is made, you've gone a full year without your period. If you start bleeding afterwards, that always needs to be addressed. So it could be something not serious, but postmenopausal bleeding always needs to be worked up by your doctor.
Dr. DiLiello, thank you so much for joining us and shining a light on this topic.
It's my pleasure.
That's Dr. DiLiello from Cardiogenics Medical Center.